Today we begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Sif Dalet. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Menichnas Tefillin Umid. We put on the tefillin as we stand. Lo Yinar as a tefillin menatek. One shouldn't just shake the tefillin out of the bag in which we put, which we keep the tefillin. Rishon Bizi Mitzvah. That is considered a Bizi Mitzvah. This minig that we're learning, that we put the tefillin on standing, is the minig of the Ashkenazim. The minig of the Sfardim is that they put on the tefillin shel yad when they're sitting, and the tefillin shel rosh they put on when they're standing. El yichem biyadam, we should respectfully take the tefillin out of the bag. El yichem biyadam, take it out respectfully from the bag. Minich tefillin shel yad. Put on the tefillin shel yad, v'kodem shemahadik sekesha, before you tighten it by the top of your hand, v'varach l'aniach tefillin, you make a brach l'aniach tefillin, hey b'komitz, v'alam shal tefillin de gusha, mahadik sekesha, you tighten it, v'ayis ha'shev k'rich seyodoy, and you make seven, you wrap the tefillin seven times around your hand. There are different minhagim, some have seven, some have six, and some add three at the, do a shin at the top of the hand. The Paiskim say if you're going to do it that way, you have to be most careful that your shirt or anything should not get stuck under the tefillin. V'akach m'nir tekev sh'roish. Immediately afterwards, you put on the tefillin sh'roish. V'kodim sh'mahatka al-roish, before you tighten it on your head, v'vorech al-mitzvah tefillin, you make a broch al-mitzvah tefillin. Havov pasach mitzvah tefillin. Umhatka roshoy, you tighten it around your head. Va'omer baruch shem kvod mechusoy lo'olam vo'ed. And after you say baruch shem kvod mechusoy lo'olam vo'ed. V'atam shetzarach lo'olam baruch shem kvod mechusoy lo'olam vo'ed. And the reason one must say baruch shem kvod mechusoy, neshiyesh sofer bebracha zois. There's a question if we're obligated to make this bracha. Because there's such a question, there's a question if the person hears you make the bracha, should he yana amin aloy? Should he answer amin or not? She says, because of this halacha, you should make this bracha quietly. After you put on the tefillin shorosh, oisah b'tzur shel yad, then you make around your finger shalosh kriches, three times wrapped al etzbaham tzos. And here too, that different minhagim, the minig that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is quoting is that it should be done around the middle finger. There are other minhagim that have it around two fingers, achas v'perakim tzoyi, one on the upper part, and two shtayim, and two times wrapped on the perakatachna on the bottom part. And fila she'iloi shaitzmina kiss rosh tchila. Even if by mistake you took out the tefillin shel rosh first, tzarach lahava a mitzvah, you have to not put on the tefillin shel rosh. Menicha mitoch yada, take it off your hand. V'chasos beizadava, cover it. V'nich tchila shel yad, and afterwards put on the tefillin shel yad. The kivin shel yad shel rosh min atayra. The halacha of putting on the tefillin shel yad before the shel rosh is midaraisa, because we follow the order of the pasuk. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ukshatim lois al yad decha v'oyel tetofes benenecha. Tefillin shel yad mentioned before tefillin shel rosh. Lefikach em mashgichim al havaras hamitzvus. We don't pay attention about what came first or second. If somebody by mistake did put on tefillin shel rosh first, that says the Mishnah Berurah, that what you don't have to take them off. Leave it the way it is. There are, however, say that you should take off the tefillin shel yosh and put on the tefillin shel yad. And the opinion of many is that if you didn't make a bracha yet on tefillin shel yosh, then you should take them off and put on the tefillin shel yad first. But if you already made a bracha on the tefillin shel yosh, then leave them on. Sivav, le'yedav ha'chaitzis ben tefillin l'psori, there should be nothing as a chatzitza between the tefillin and your body. Loishnal shayad v'loishnal shorosh. It doesn't make a difference between the shayad and the shalosh. Usaris tzairis short hair. Lo have a chitzitza is not considered chitzitza. Shadarkin b'kach, because that's normal. Av oisam amgdil and glorious people who have very long hair. Vachu shachatz v'gaiva. It's a sign of arrogance. Yesh b'zeh iser, and that's not the way Jewish people should look. Yesh oidisim shemanochas tefillin. There's an iser putting on tefillin on top of a chatzitza. The kivin shegdolam harbe have a chatzitza. Similarly, most poskim are of the opinion that if you have a watch on your hand, putting the tefillin on top of the watch is considered a chatzitza, and therefore remove the watch. Therefore, remove the watch when you're putting on the tefillin. Siv Zayin, Yizar b'tefillin shiyad. You should be careful about the tefillin shiyad shloyozes hakeshem min abayis. The knot that's by the tefillin shiyad should stay firmly there. V'gan k'shem b'toch kison. Even when they're in the tefillin bag, tzrich l'zor b'zah, one should be careful with that. V'yod shal kesher t'il etzad aleif. The yod of the kesher should be towards your heart. Hamabarta shibar tzua t'il etzad mala v'abayis etzad mata. The place where you have the straps should be letzad mala. It should be higher up. V'abayis letzad mata. V'shas and the bayis letzad should be below where you're going to tighten the kriches around your arm. V'shas etchak you're going to eat the shemenich b'yamin. But what happens if you have a lefty? So he puts on tefillin on his right hand. V'atah but now ain lo tefillin el shum. He only can find a pair. A borrowed tefillin, b'mi shenich b'smoil, from a person who puts on tefillin on the left hand, v'kein ibcho vice versa, v'ani yichal l'shanas as a kesher, and he can't turn the knot. V'kein miyeh neich tefillin b'ayfen zeh, if he puts on the tefillin this fashion, so then it's going. Everything will be just the opposite. Hamarbata l'tzad mala v'abayis l'tzad mata. You'll have the place where you tie the tefillin upside down. And tia yod b'kash lo tzad chutz, and the yod will be facing away from the body. Okay, what you should do, yapoich, turn it over, v'nir shem abata, make it right, tia lo tzad mata, v'abayis lo tzad mala, that the place where you tie it should be on the bottom. Kedei she yod b'kash lo tzad alev, because it's most important that the yod of that tefillin should be touching, facing your heart. Sivches, os lo hafsik b'sicha, one may not speak, one should not speak between putting on the tefillin shiyad and the tefillin sharosh. Even to make the slightest hint or anything with your hands, osur. Shnemar v'hoyl ois ayotcha ulizkar beninecha. Tzarech zechira. It should all be done. She take of sharosh the shiyad. It should be one right after the other. Putting them on should be put on together. And one should not even, of course not speak, but one shouldn't even take a walk or do anything between putting on the tefillin shiyad and tefillin shiyosh. Even those that cover their tefillin shiyad with the sleeve of their shirt or jacket should wait to do so after he put on the tefillin shiyosh. Even if you hear Kaddish Kedusha between the Tefillin Shiyad and Tefillin Shiyosh, when putting them on, don't stop. Remain silent and listen to what's being said. Somebody hears the bracha of Aneich Tefillin, that for that bracha, you may say Amen. Shrei Amen hu amonis dvarim shu mam b'mitzvah tefillin. Saying Amen on the bracha of Aneich Tefillin is indicating that you believe in the Tefillin, and that's not considered an interruption while you're putting on the Tefillin. It's considered not an interruption. But Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, those that put on the Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, Gam ken os l'hafsuk ben shayad l'sharosh, you shouldn't do anything in between the shayad l'sharosh. But by the Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, if ach lahach l'kaddish l'kedusha, to answer kaddish l'kedusha, then yoch l'hafsik. However, the Paiskim say, the Shar Tshuva quotes, that yes, you're allowed to stop to answer, but it would be better if you see that you're going to have to do so. Don't put on the just the shalyad. Don't wrap it around your hand. Put on the shal rosh, so you shouldn't have to make any interruption, even by the tefillin shebein otam, between the shalyad and shal rosh. There's a big discussion between the paiskim. Those people who put on tefillin shebein otam, put them on after tefillin shirash. What's the halacha if he made a mistake, put on tefillin shebein otam, and then realized the mistake that he made? So there are many different paiskim. Some say that you have to make another bracha. That's the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluge, the Elf L'Cha Shlomo. The opinion of the Divrei Chaim is that you don't, and the opinion of the Michas Elazar is it depends. If this is an individual who always puts on tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, then we don't have to make another bracha. If he isn't an individual that normally puts on tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, then he would have to make a new bracha if he reversed the order. The Gemara, as we just quoted, says that Asach bein tefillin tefillin, Gemara Masechta Sota, daf mem tal on the base, somebody who speaks between the putting on of tefillin shayad and tefillin shorosh, if he goes out to battle, he's an individual who's sent home. He shouldn't be a soldier. And the Sefer Binyan David explains, why is this such a terrible aveira to speak out, to speak or to make any interruption between tefillin shalyad and tefillin shorosh? So he explains that the tefillin shalyad represent that we devote all of our actions, all of our physical energy for avodas Hashem. Tefillin Shorosh represents that we devote all of our mental action, all of our mental capacities for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who interrupts between the Tefillin Shoyad and Tefillin Shorosh is showing that he doesn't respect that joint effort that's needed in our Avodas Hashem. Such a person can't be a soldier in Hashem's army. Siftes, Imtava Hifsik. If somebody did make an interruption between the Tefillin Shoyad and Tefillin Shorosh, he should try to make a mistake. He should try to fix the Shoyad. The many Paiskim are of the opinion that, yes, we're not allowed to interrupt between the Tefillin Shoyad and Shorosh, as we just learned, even for any reason, even for Kaddish or Kedusha. But if it was for Kaddish or Kedusha, we don't make another bracha. V'chazak is a kesher, and fix the kesher, v'akach yinich shes roish, v'yivarchala. And hifzik, the tzarech ha-tfilin, if the interruption was because you wanted to adjust your tfilin, for example, ain't a tzarech levarach el shel yad, you don't have to make a bracha again, you don't have to make the bracha again on the shel yad. Sif yod yichav manachas tfilin, one should have in mind when he puts on the tefillin, Shitzvon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Niach Tefillin, Hashem is the one that told us to put on the tefillin, Sheyesh Bem Arba Pashis, that having them four Pashis, Shekosimem, that are written them, the Yichud Shema Yisbarach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Azroya Kenegra Leiv, on the hand next to the heart, or Rosh Kenegramayach next to the mind. Kadesh Niska Tom Nisim Flash Shasi Manu. So we should constantly remember all of the miracles and wonders Hashem has done and does for us. Shemarim al Yehudai, they speak to the power of Hashem. Vashaloi Kayacham Mashana, that he has the ultimate power, Bal Yonim Tachtoinim, the entire universe, Las Kritsoni does as he wills. Vishabalayas Neshama, Shemimayach, and each person should give over the neshama, his neshama, the gam halei, in his mind and his heart, shu'ika tavs machshavas, that everything should not be important. V'zei yiska sabari, and like that, he'll remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yamat hano oisav, he won't be so consumed in this world. V'yakayim, and like that, he'll be able to fulfill what we say in Krishna, v'lesu surach elavavchem, and that's why many people have the minhag to say the L'shem Yichud before putting on tefillin, because it mentions all of these factors. And that's why also it's many people have the minhag to say the parsha of a Yedaber when they put on the tefillin, because it also has these two parshas, and we say Krishma during davening. Sefer Aleph Tefillin Sheyav Sheroish, Shtei Mitzvah, saying they are two separate mitzvahs. For Einim Akav Zu Azu, and they're not, you could do one without the other. Shemein Le Achas, if you only have one tefillin. Or Shemach Mas'ez Aynas, there was some, whatever circumstance, any Yochel Anich Achas, you could only put on one of the two. Menich Achas, put on the one you can. And Menich Sheyad, if you're only putting on the tefillin shayad, mevarach l'niach tefillin levad, you only make the bracha of niach tefillin. But meniach sharosh, if you're putting on only tefillin sharosh, mevarach l'niach tefillin, the gametz tefillin, you make both of those brachas. According to us, they make those both brachas. V'amr baruch shem kavayim achusulayim levad, and then you say baruch shem kavayim achusulayim levad, as we always do. Itta gomer, a full-fledged lefty. They always use this as left hand. I feel nasi it the machum share glatzim kain. He became that way because that's the way he got. He accustomed himself. Come up miyinich miyimin shekal adam shismaile. He should put on tefillin on the right hand. If he does everything, he writes everything with the right hand. Rak shekaisa b'smal, but he writes with the left hand. Oy behepach or vice versa. Hayat shekaisa ba, the hand that you write with. He chshuv yamin, that's considered the right hand. V'yineach tefillin, and you put the tefillin b'yad hashniya on the other hand. From shalom b'shtei yadav, if somebody is ambidextrous and he could use both hands, so he shemaneach b'sval shekol adam, he should put on the tefillin on the left hand. V'kein im loy noilar ita klal, a person was not born that way. El sha'acha hikal atzmai, he accustomed himself lichta b'smoil to write with the left hand. Voice come lachta yamin and everything else with the right hand. Neich b'smal shekol adam, he should try to put on the, he should put on the tefillin on the left hand. And Ramosha writes that a person who has the ability to train himself should try to train himself that he should always put on the tefillin on the, that he should use primarily his right hand. They should not have a question and put on the tefillin on the left hand. Somebody who doesn't have a right hand should put on tefillin on the hand that he has, and he's allowed to ask anyone, even a woman, to help him put on the tefillin shel yad. Somebody who has tefillin, who doesn't have either hand, still, as we just learned, it's two separate mitzvahs, should still put on tefillin shel roish. Someone who has a hand, but his hand is become, his hand has become completely dried up because of paralysis or whatever. It depends. If blood doesn't come out from that hand, so then the hand, and it doesn't feel any sensation, that hand is considered as if it doesn't exist, and therefore it's not counted for any of the discussion that we just had about the tefillin.